This is Connect on Way FM.
I'm your host, Mike Russell, and today our guest, Garrett Dickerson. Welcome, sir.
Thank you, Michael. Glad to be here.
We're going to jump headlong in here to our topic, discovering what God made us to do.
Yes.
That's a big one there. And, you know, I feel like there are different groups, you know, maybe like folks that they have almost like a biblical experience where they heard this voice of God telling them
yes.
to do this.
Mm.
Maybe there's another group that you have no clue and you're still waiting and wondering, well, why isn't God telling me anything?
What am I going to be when I grow
exactly.
up?
Exactly.
Yes. What I would encourage people as I have a chance to coach and guide and mentor professionally is to really look at what does the Word say about who we are and how has God made us and discovering who we are in Him. And so I think it's first important to separate the concept of vocation mm-hmm. and calling. What am I called to do? And separating that from occupation. So vocation and occupation being two very clearly different things. And I certainly think that we can carry our vocation, our calling that God has put in the lives of all of us mm-hmm. into our occupation. And so I think about calling first as big picture, who has God made us to be? And ultimately, it's not that He has made us to do something, but to be something. Mm. And that's to be His.
Yeah, you do and you be.
I yes. find
a lot of people have that confused, and mm-hmm. they think what they do is who they are.
Yeah.
And they're related, but they're different. So can you share about your journey of discovering what you feel like God's created you to do?
I, like many people, went into college not really knowing what I was going to be when I grew up. Mm-hmm. And I had friends that were going to be doctors and lawyers and dentists and vets and nurses and fill in the blank. And that just wasn't me. I didn't go into that knowing that. I went into a guest lectureship. I think it was spring semester of my freshman year. And there was a guest speaker and there was a Q&A at the end of the session. And I was sitting, I could walk in and tell you where I was. In the lecture hall, back aisle, about halfway up, and I was leaned up against the wall, half paying attention. But what caught my attention was when somebody raised their hand and asked, "What do I do if I don't know what I want to be?" And that's where I really leaned in because that was me. Mm-hmm. And what caught me off guard is the response. And he said, "It doesn't matter what you do, as long as you know whose you are." And that's where I really started shaping out this concept of be versus do. The next thing he said is if you don't know, like if you've got to have some sort of answer to that, if you need clarity, well, then pray about it. And his concept of prayer in this moment was to make a covenant with God, to make a promise with Him, to promise Him that you will step through doors when He opens them
mm-hmm.
and that you will promise to give him the credit on the other side, no matter what happens.
Sure.
And so I started praying that prayer and leaning into that. And I wouldn't necessarily say I prayed it daily, but I prayed it very, very consistently. That's really what started the trajectory of my career, so to speak, my professional path. And these doors started opening, and they were on paper doors that made no sense.
Uh-huh.
So for example, I started my career with a building product distribution company in 2008. And for all the listeners out there that know the U.S. economic history, that was
wow.
not
yeah.
a time to, one, graduate from college, nor to go into building product sales. And so that did not go well. And ultimately, my position was hired and fired on the same day. And they downsized my role into a warehouse position. And I was in the warehouse, college graduate, and not to say that I was too good for that. I wasn't. I learned a lot through that experience. About 11 months in, I got a phone call from my high school chemistry teacher, and he said, "Hey, I'm wanting to start a graphic design program at school."
Mm-hmm.
He said, "I think you're the person for the job." And I said, "I've never taught anything. I've never taught a Sunday school class." And he said, "No, I think you can do it." And so it was somebody in that moment that saw something in me that I didn't see in myself. It was a door that was opened. And so I stepped through it and fell in love with the concept of being in the classroom and education. And went back and got my master's degree in ed admin. Several years down the road, I got another similar phone call from a parent at the school. So these dots start to connect, right? Another door was opened to me. And ultimately, that was a role for being the marketing director for a local healthcare company, nationwide healthcare company, mm-hmm. very sizable, very strong presence. But again, a door that didn't necessarily make a lot of sense on paper, but I stepped through it and entered this business world that I had never really experienced before. And it was very much a fake it till you make it kind of moment,
okay.
Michael.
Okay,
so,
yeah.
You know, this was this big company, and all of a sudden I was having, you know, conversations and meetings with CEOs and CFOs and leading teams of, you know, sizable number of people, and had never done anything like that ever. But what that led me to was this desire for entrepreneurship, because I saw the two gentlemen that started that company mm-hmm. and saw the passion that they had for building that business and the service provided and providing value to their clients, but also creating jobs for their employees. I was like, I want to do that. I don't know what that's going to look like, but I want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I leaned back into when I was teaching, and one of the classes that I taught, because when you start a graphic design program, Michael, what you don't know is that nobody knows what that is. And so you just have to teach random things because they're paying you to teach. And I was the most qualified person on campus to teach a personal finance class because I had a business degree.
Yeah, so that just made sense, right? Yeah.
And so I self-taught my, you know, personal finance to be able to teach kids. And that class, more times than not, I had parents, students tell me how appreciative they were for that content, because it was things that maybe their teachers and their, you know, they'd never been taught before, if it was parents telling me this. And they would come to me and say things like, our kids are coming home and teaching us.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. It's changing our family. And I was like, man, I think that's it. I think that's my next step, is I want to start my own faith-based financial planning practice. And so I leaned into an organization called Thrivent to do that. And I've been doing that for, just started my eighth year. And so now my role, I've transitioned a couple different times into some leadership roles and advanced within the organization. And so now my role is very much leaning into those three things that I said I was put on this planet for, is because now every single day I have a chance to help people discover career and to attract people to our organization for their career. But then if it's not with us, I get a chance to guide people. And I've had people that ultimately go, man, Thrivent's great. Garrett, you're awesome. I don't think this is me, but I've helped them find a career in other places. So I get a chance to really coach and mentor in that on a mm-hmm. daily basis, which is really cool.
In culture, we are enamored with, you know, the entrepreneur. You got to be mm-hmm. an entrepreneur. You got to start a business. But I hear you saying, yeah, that's great. That's what you're called to do, mm-hmm. but it doesn't have to be.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I work for an organization and, you know, I'm thinking maybe my job is X and there's no way that God made me to do this. And, where do I start? Because, you know, maybe someone, you know, has had the idea and it went sideways
mm-hmm.
or, just has no clue, and they're like, there's got to be more than just this daily grind. And, you know, whether it's in the warehouse or the C-suite in business, they're just feeling that disconnect. What's a good place to start?
That's a great question. So I would lay the foundation of my response to that with shamelessly plugging an organization that I'm really proud of, that I'm on the board of. An organization called Living Scent Ministries that started in Hendersonville, Tennessee. It has a strong presence there, but is spreading out across the state and into some other states nationally. And we as an organization are focused on helping people take Sunday to Monday.
Okay.
How am I living out my faith in all aspects of my life, including my occupation? So I want to say first that I think that's important.
Mm-hmm.
However, I also understand that we are maybe doing things at times that aren't comfortable.
Yeah.
That maybe we don't enjoy. Like, we've all done that. We've all been in a job where we weren't enjoying it. If you find yourself in that place where you say, I don't know if this is me, ask yourself, is this a learning moment and a practice in some humility? And maybe that's what we're supposed to be learning in that, is that I'm not too good for this. The next thing that, as you start thinking through that, is, again, if we are disconnected from the concept that God has this big picture plan, if we aren't in alignment with that, I don't think we will ever, quote unquote, and I'm doing air quotes right now, be happy in what we are doing day to day. I think our relationships will struggle. I think our businesses will struggle, in my opinion. I think that our day-to-day jobs will be challenging, because we were made. It was baked into us. God made us in His image to be a part of Him. Mm-hmm. And so if that's absent, we will struggle to seek something, and we will think it's seeking another occupation.
Yeah.
But it's really that we're seeking Him, and we're just trying to figure that out. So that's the second thing that I would say, is that we've got to be in alignment with that. And then the third thing is that if you feel like those two are moving well and we're in a good direction, then start asking yourself, how do I feel like God has uniquely created me in my talents and skills?
Mm-hmm.
Because we are all uniquely created. God says that he knew us before we were born, before we were ever even a thought of our parents or our grandparents. He knew who we were, and He's made us a certain way. And so start asking yourself, what's important to me?
Mm-hmm.
What do I enjoy? And then start seeking the input from others on, could you see me doing something with these things? And if so, what? Those would be maybe the first three things that I would say.
In the church world, you've come across holier occupations,
sure,
and less holy occupations.
Sure, yes.
Do you believe that?
I don't. What I will say is I definitely do not want to devalue the importance of professional pastorship, professional ministry. Do I believe that we can't also disciple and be faith forward in other professional capacities that aren't church related per se? I also believe that strongly.
So every job is important. Is it ever too late to start this journey?
I absolutely think it is never too late. There's no better time than today.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, unfortunately, we can't change the past, and we are not promised a future. There is, you know, in Scripture, we see that, you know, live today for today. So I think that there is a constant, maybe, responsibility for us to seek out how we are living within that calling of loving God and loving people, but also seeking out, can I change occupationally? I also recognize that it may feel like there are more opportunities in certain roles to live out and be very faith forward. Again, I think when you start considering that I can live out fully who God called me to be, which is a disciple, in any role, then that creates a level, I don't know if playing field is the right phrase, but it takes out that the CEO is more important than the person that's the janitor. And again, right, not to devalue the janitor by any means, but I think the world at times would say that the CEO is more important than the janitor. I am here to say that I think those roles are equal. Not because the world makes them equal, but because of the people that are in those roles, and that those people are equally created in God.
Maybe someone's like, you know, I need to make a change, or some, you know, a concept that your teaching has resonated. Do you have resources available that you offer to folks to help them on their journey?
Sure. Yeah, I would love to have a conversation with anyone one-on-one. And if somebody says, I just need to talk to somebody, then they feel free to talk to me at any point. You know, we are, as an organization, we are constantly seeking talent. I specifically have purview and leadership responsibility within our advisor field and our advisor staff. However, if we as an organization are an organization that resonates and you go, hey, I want to be a part of a Fortune 500 company that's a membership organization of Christians that focuses on serving Christian community, well, we're not all advisors. There are other people that do a lot of other things, you know, do a lot of other things within our organization. And whether that's, you know, being an advisor or some other capacity, if you just want to talk and it ends up that we just make a connection and I've got a new friend and I can help guide you somewhere else, I'd love to do that just in service to the kingdom. And because I think that that's an important part of, again, who I am and would love to do that.
So how do we reach out and make that contact?
Yeah, absolutely. So feel free to email me at Garrett, G-A-R-R-E-T-T, dot Dickerson, D-I-C-K-E-R-S-O-N, at thrivent.com. That's T-H-R-I-V-E-N-T.com. Comes from the words thriving servant. Michael, if you wanted to know that. Yes. So Garrett.Dickerson at thrivent.com. We can start there and would love to just hear stories and understand better what they're looking for.
Awesome. Well, Garrett Dickerson, been our guest today. Thanks for joining us today and helping to explain what discovering God, you know, made us to do and making it more of a simplified process.
Thank you, Michael. Glad being here.
Thanks for listening to Connect on Way FM.